19. We are heirs of God. And joint heirs with Jesus. This is Air Church.
With Pastor Dave Thomas of the Air Church, 159 Clark Road, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us at our new Northside campus every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our website is theairchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Dave Thomas.
Hallelujah. That's how you get saved. That's how you get saved, through the name of Jesus. I remember it must have been maybe 20 years ago. I think it was Dr. Hagin came out a book called The Name of Jesus. My God, many people say the name of Jesus, don't realize the power of what they're saying. And how that name was a conferred name. It was an awarded name. There's power in that name, y'all. There's been no other name under heaven shall men be saved. Amen. It's a name you have to have a right to use it. Everybody can't just use it. A lot of people use Jesus' name cussing. That's not a cussing name. That's a power name. That's a blessed name. So what had happened was in the documentation of that book, it gave revelation of how that name was conferred upon him. Amen? So when you say it, demons tremble at that name. Lord have mercy. They know who he is. They know who Jesus is. Hallelujah. In the beginning, glory to God. Glory to God. Second person of the Godhead. Lord have mercy. Woo, Jesus was born in a manger that when he first, no! He came into the earth in that manger. Amen. Seated at the right hand of God right now where he ever lived, according to Hebrews, where he ever lived to make intercession for the saints. And this has to do with your identity, your position, your purpose, your power. All of this belongs to you as a believer. God didn't save you to have you scrimping around on the earth. Gave you dominion. Let's go further. So in Acts, these guys, what they were doing, because they were dealing with this power they were ministering, amen, it followed them having been with Jesus and him directing them. The same thing with you. I was saying that, as a Christian, Christian is a relationship. It's the only, I won't say religion, it's the only relationship, quote, religion, as you think it is, which is not a religion, where actually there's a change. You can be a Krishna and get out and get in, ain't nothing happen different from you. There's no category for you. If you are, I don't want to call these people names and you know, bother with them like that, because some of y'all probably used to be in it and you know, don't handle it right. But apart from Jesus, if it didn't have Jesus in it, it was just some man put together. And nothing really happened with you when you got in it. There was no change. You just acted different, but you hadn't changed. Even if you did stuff different, you hadn't changed. You still dead in trespassing and sin. There's nothing under heaven where there's a change except salvation. Yeah. All the religions, check them out. There's no change in none of them. They give a good front, but there's no change. They still sinners. You either saved or you lost. Say, there's two categories. And you find something different in the Bible, show me. All men have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All men mean every man on the face of the earth, every nation, creed, and color. By one man's sin, death reigned, Adam. And Jesus made it possible for man to get back to God, but they got to believe on Jesus. There's no other door. Any other man, any other way, he's a thief and a robber. Glory be to God. Amen. No man coming to the Father but by me. That's what Jesus said. Well, yeah, you make it like it seem like it's but one way. No, I don't make nothing seem nothing. I didn't write this book. Jesus wrote it. And you say, well, it just don't seem fair. Well, you need to research it and find another one that seems fair. Amen. This is the one. This is it right here. This is a miracle book you got in your lap right here. So we're just taking a few minutes this morning, and we've got our time to show you how to place a demand on your possession. God is yours. Amen. He's with you. You his child. He's your heavenly father. Jesus, your elder brother. Boy, it's good to know. Where else you going to go and find out about your inheritance? They're not going to tell you this is school. Amen. Well, I want to go. Let's go a little bit further. A few more Bible verses. Are you being blessed with the word? Okay, now this is Acts. So, you know, I just wanted to give you some of this in Acts. And this will be on the radio. So it said, he said, commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. Jesus told them what to preach. All right, so then he said, receive remission of sin. While Peter, let's read verse 44. Come on. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. All right, stop. What was going on then? I just have a few minutes. What was going on with that? What was up with that? Let's read it again. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. The Holy Ghost did what? It fell on them, right? To all of them that did what? Heard it. What was that process? What was that process of the Holy Ghost falling on them that heard the word? Why did that happen? What was going on with that? God was confirming his word. Somebody said confirmation. God was confirming his word. Why? Because that's what they were talking about. What they were talking about happened to these people. Well, how do you make that happen? You don't make that happen. God's already spoken. It happened. You go somewhere. You go somewhere. Grocery store, anywhere. McDonald's, anywhere. Just start talking about God and the Holy Ghost. He will manifest. He will manifest. Demons will cry out of people in McDonald's. People come up to you and be mad. You wonder, why are you mad about this? God confirmed his word. Well, why would you do it? You know what the Holy Ghost, know what the word said about the Holy Ghost over there in John? Over there in John 14, he said it will convict the world of sin. He said he will convict the world of sin. Whenever he's mentioned, he brings conviction. He's full of power. Well, why they got mad at you? They weren't mad at you. They're mad at God. They're mad at God. Hallelujah, somebody. So people want to have church and avoid God. You want to have a church and avoid God? God want to bless you. He's not mad at you. He wants to clear you, so the one that want to kill you and make you sick and do all that won't do it for you. Let's go further. Let church say amen. Verse 44, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. I just thought about that. Sister Valentine, Dr. Price would read every verse three times at least. Because people don't get it the first time. They'll read it, and they're like, what did you say? Let's read it again. And he'd read it about three times. And I realized, like, folks don't get it the first time. They don't get it the second time. After the third time, they oh, you really mean it, don't you? And then they start paying attention. All right, third time. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. Verse 45, and they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, okay, I want to thank you. I want to thank y'all for just paying attention, because here's what's happening. The Word of God always produces what? Faith. Ooh, we had a good time Wednesday night. Lord have mercy. It was like real radical in here Wednesday night. Jesus. But that's something I just want to tell you. So, what occurred is, when you look at this verse, it said that day of the circumcision. One more time, day of the circumcision.
Who is that, Pastor?
Those are the Jews. Those are the Jews. Now, I don't want to just assume everybody know all this and you've been just reading the Bible. You know, before you had the Bible on the coffee table, you wasn't reading it. Let me tell you, say this is shame. I was in Bible school wondering when they're gonna stop reading the scriptures. But yeah, how are y'all gonna go over? Cause see, you get used to people preaching to you. You don't develop a love for the word. You develop a love for preaching, which has to do with that man or woman saying or whatever, what they're talking about your cousin, a bunch of gossip and stuff like that. You get programmed to a bunch of gossip. Ain't no power in that. Then you got to get in the word, like developing a taste for the word. So here I was realizing, I'm kind of tired of y'all reading Acts. Uh-oh. It reveals something. Are you with me? It's an acquired taste. So when you be in here, sometimes you be in here squirming, I know where that's coming from. But you are squirming before you get the victory. You start getting the power, the victory of this thing, you develop a love for it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I got an example, but I won't go for the sake of time. So here it is. So don't feel bad. At least just know where you are. You know, I'm talking even the younger people. You can develop a taste based on your exposure to the Word of God. It's just based on time exposure. It's not based on you 16 or 12 or 21. That's not the case. It's that you in a flesh body. And your flesh, whether it's 21 or 35, don't want spiritual things from God. It's not developed the taste for that yet. But it can develop and it won't take long. Hello, somebody. When you realize what it produces. Okay, let's wrap this up. All right, so the word says, what verse is that? Verse 45. And they of the circumcision which believed, these were the Jews, they believed, were astonished. Okay, hold. Why does it say they of the circumcision which believe? Because all of them in the circumcision didn't believe. So the ones that believed, once they say, hey, this is our Jesus here. He's the one here, the Messiah. But what are these Gentiles doing here? What? What y'all doing here? They were astonished because on the Gentiles, let me get back to my verse. Thank you, sir. Which believed were astonished, amen, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them, everybody read this and I'm going to stop. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, okay, give the Lord a shout of praise. That was not right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To navigate you there. Here's what I want to do. I want you to become accustomed. Somebody say flesh. Somebody say carnal. Okay, that doesn't mean you're a big fleshly sinner or nothing like that. Mean that. It means your thinking is fleshly. The bulk of carnality in people is their thought life. It's not your, you know, cussing and drinking. That's not overwhelming. Are you following me? It's your thought life. Thought life that does not line up with the Word of God is carnal. It's sin. That's why the first aspect of your salvation is to change what you're thinking, how you're thinking, amen, and then you look at where you get that stuff from. And God replaces it with His Word. Only think on those things which are what? Pure, just, lovely, honest, of a good report. Are you following me? Over in Philippians. If you don't think that, you're in carnality. So the carnal mind doesn't want God. It doesn't want His thoughts. You know? It wants gossip. It wants to hit the dirt on other people. It wants to get even with people. That's just sin. All that came from Adam. And there are scriptures that speak against that. Loving people. You don't try to find out what's wrong with them. Just learn how to love them with. Get over there. Amen. So praise God. Praise God for the Word of God. So here, the Jews here again, they realize the Gentiles now, who don't know nothing about nothing, They saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, and now it's really on because we Gentiles. We Gentiles, so there's more work as we, because Jews, they knew the Bible, the Old Testament, that's them. So we come in, that's when we have to give information from the Old Testament and show how it fits with the New Testament, but to get you rolling, to get you in your victory flow. And while we get you in your victory flow, then you can catch up on getting the revelation and understanding. Amen? When people go to the hospital, they don't go there to find the history of the hospital. They want to be well. Let church say amen. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Also, if you're here and you're not a member of this local church, you need to be a member of this church. You're not a member of this church, you need me. I need to be your pastor. You need a pastor like me. You need me to be your pastor. You want victory? You want victory, or you just want to play church? Amen. You want victory? I'm going to challenge you to be. I'm giving you what I got years ago. I mean, I had been in the church. I had been saved 13 years. Before, I had earthly victory, but it wasn't like this. Come on, somebody. Man, I was so blessed just as a denomination Christian. If you were blessed like I was blessed, you probably wouldn't have won no more. You'd say, I'm good. I was so good. I was like proud I'm good till the devil attacked me. You're doing a lot of too good, David. I got something for you. I didn't know where it was coming from, but I got the word. And when I got the word and found out, oh, my God, this is the devil. He's going to try to kill my kids. Oh, yeah. You're getting a little too close to power. Some of y'all here, y'all heard this preaching. I'm preaching like this. You can't hear this kind of preaching and teaching, and the enemy don't check you. What you doing over there? What you doing in there with all that? So you going to get you some power, huh? So you think you're going to have some power like him or other people? Tell him yeah. Say yes and amen. Jesus died for it. It belongs to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you're in here, you're a teenager. Where you at? You're a teenager. Anybody teenagers? You're 20 or under. How about 25 and under? You're 25 and under. Just give me a wave. Just give me a wave. 25 and under. All right? You're saved and filled with the Holy Ghost yet? Are you saved and filled with the Holy Ghost yet? If you say, Pastor, I'm saved and I'm baptized with the Holy Ghost, just give me a wave if that's you. Okay? Brother Russell, you're over 25. You just get it in when you get it in. Whatever God got. Amen. Thank God for Brother Russell. Amen. Listen, young people, listen to me. Listen to me. I'm telling you. I've been you. But I was a famous you. You better get this right now. You better get this. There's some stuff out there. What's out there? I don't know. I don't know what you're into. I don't know what the devil's game plan is for you personally. You better get this. You ought to get this right here. Amen. You can't figure life out on your own. The Holy Spirit, He's a guide. He'll guide you in all truth and show you things to come. Amen. You say, well, Pastor, you know, will it work? It works. All right, I'm making an appeal to the young people today. I'm making an appeal. If you didn't pray that prayer that I prayed, how many of you is 25 and under, you prayed that prayer with me. Let me see your hand. You prayed that prayer with me. Amen. Amen. I know you'd be thinking, okay, you prayed that prayer with me. Amen. Okay. I pray about Jesus' baptism. You prayed that prayer. Y'all in the back, y'all prayed that prayer. Amen. God heard you. He heard your heart. Things are going to happen. You're going to see. He's going to let you know. You at, where you at? Not in here. He's going to let you know that He heard your prayer. He's going to begin to draw. I'm telling you what's going to happen. I like to know what it's going to feel like. What's going to happen? I didn't get to ask anybody what was going to happen when I didn't get to ask. But it started happening. Because I went back to church, you know, where I was. And it happened to me in that church. So I'm saying to you, you're going to start hearing the voice of God. Well, how am I going to know the voice of God? You'll know it. Because He's going to tell you something you couldn't know. Are you with me? You stepping into the dimension of the supernatural. That's the will of God. Not when you get 60, not when you get 40. I just want to have some fun. If I get saved, and I'll have some fun. It's a lot of dead fun seekers. Don't play with it. The devil know you in here today. He know who's praying for you. And he know God have a plan for your life. You knew God had a plan for your life, Pastor? Not really. I didn't really get it. But I got a revelation. Sitting in the church, back there like Sister Falk is. That man said, you, brother, in the back with the white shirt on and the tie. I don't know that man. European-American brother, not even from Jacksonville. You, brother, God says such and such and such. I said, sound good. I don't even know him. All that stuff came to pass. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. Prophecy. That's your son next to you, miss. Next to you, young man. Next to you. You with your mom? Okay, now okay, listen, y'all excuse me, okay, because I see the braids. See the earrings. That's your son. I just want to make sure, you know, because, you know, okay. How old are you? 14? All right, stand to your feet right there. Okay. All right. Okay. For in your young life, saith the Lord, I know your past. For I've shed blood for your freedom, your destiny, and your success. But you, saith God, must decide. For this hour is a special hour to you. For there are things that your heart is reaching for. They must reach for me, saith the Lord. For I've heard the prayers of those who know you. For you shall speak my word, saith the Lord. Intellectually and boldly, you shall articulate for me, saith the Lord. For I know the desires of your heart. I've navigated your life, and you are here for a purpose. So trust, saith the Lord, the words that I speak unto you. Trust, saith the Lord, and know that it is my love for you, and my plan for your destiny is yet in force and yet in operation. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you, brother. God bless you, brother. Amen. Hallelujah. How you say, 14? I forgot how old I was when that man prayed for me and in that tent meeting. I'd already been to church, but I had never been in a service like that before. And what got is that I had to go up front. And let me tell you what somebody said kind of different stuff. I go up front, and so they say, come over here, come over here. So I'm wondering what is going on. So you're kind of apprehensive. So they stood me on a wall, and they measured my height. I'm like, what is that? What is going on? So they put a thing, and they measured my height. And then A. Allen began to prophesy to me. And then he prayed for me. But if something had to do with my growing, amen, and the asthma that I had. I mean, I had the kind of asthma where you'd be scared for your kids. Are you with me? When you can't breathe, you almost can't breathe, and you're looking at your child, because all you got to do is stop breathing for a little while, and it's done. That's not a comforting thing. So it's like I felt like my mom was desperate. So I'm glad she was desperate. Amen. I'm going to thank you. So give the Lord a praise, y'all. Thank you, brother. God bless you, man. God bless you, man. And you know, I say, well, you know, hey man, you embarrass me like this. I've been able to speak for God throughout America. I've been on the great stages of life. I've been in the stadiums with thousands upon thousands of people, and God said, I put you out here. Amen. I've been in auditorium and speaking to people, not knowing much of this right here, the basic stuff, signing autographs and doing all that. God said, I'm God in your life, David. Hallelujah. I even know Elvis Presley. before he died. Him and Isaac Hayes. I said, God, Isaac Hayes sitting right next to me, talking to me like a friend. Amen. And he had just come out with the new album a little earlier with the chains on his neck. How many of y'all remember that? We had the one where he had the chains on the stack. Man, I was like, man, there go Isaac Hayes and we're in the Booster Club meeting. So I said, I'm just blessing you, David. He said, you're 24 years old and I'm blessing your life. Come on, somebody. But God said, I got a plan. I got a strategy. Stand to your feet, y'all. God, no respect, no persons, is he? Ooh, Jesus. Go ahead, take your time. I know you've been sitting for a while. We're getting ready to go. Lord have mercy. I told you I could be here at 3 o'clock with the anointing of God. Amen. Can y'all picture a church where people be in church like you know, we did communion, so this is good. And that people leave out, it'd be a whole other group of people waiting to get in. That's how it ought to be. The word that valuable. Amen. Amen. Woman of God, you ever been here before? With the red, you've been here before with Sister Gail. Amen. Amen. You got your word. You came down for prayer, didn't you? You did. She came down here. Oh, she stood up. You stood up. Amen. Okay. All right. Hold on to that. Hold on to that. Amen. Amen. Who in here had never been here before? Never been here. All y'all. Amen. Oh. This is your first time. Amen. Okay. Amen. Come back. There's more. The service won't be as long because we did communion today. Amen. Hey, sis, this your first time? That's your co-worker? Oh, praise God. Be sure to fill out the card. Come back again. There's more in store for your life. For your curiosity of God. For your ability to bless those who you love dearly. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor and say, boy, this was good today. Woo, Jesus, hallelujah. Just go on in. Man, you know what happened? It's like this, like when we used to have like a practice, a long practice. It'd be over. You'd be so glad the practice over, you don't even want to hardly run off the field. It's like, man, practice over. Praise God. We sat there another 30 minutes talking because we're so glad it's over. Amen. And then y'all, you know, y'all did good. Y'all didn't even get the donuts because I was a little late. We got some Valentine's stuff. Amen. Somebody just give me an in God good wave. For your loved ones, for your co-workers. My God. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, I tell you, that the person back there with the big fro said she had never been here before. The Lord said this year is gonna be a year like you have never had before. This year's full of fulfillment for your life. Okay? Receive it. This year, 2018, amen. Saints, we love and appreciate you. Amen. According to the word of God, 2 Corinthians 5:7, it says we walk by faith, not by sight. Hug somebody before you go. Say, isn't that good service? That good without the donuts, amen. Hug somebody before you go. Say, thank God for Jesus.
Hello, this is Pastor Thomas. That's all the time we have for today's message. I'd like to personally invite you to come out to one of our services. We meet Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. We're in our new location at 159 Clark Road, right off of North Main Street, just past the Hexer Drive overpass. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us for The Air Church, the live worship service from The Air Church, 159 Clark Road, on Jacksonville's north side, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us again next Sunday morning at our new location in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. or join us at 6 p.m. next Sunday for the worship service of the Air Church here on Praise 107.9. For more information, go to www.theairchurch.org. That's the HEIR Church.org.